granny then. I believe that's our ring.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, Johnham Downs store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, there's only one more day before the big premiere of Lum and Abner's motion picture, The Bashful Bachelor. Ezra Seastrunk, president of the school board, consented to let them hold it in the schoolhouse after Lum agreed to let Ezra make a speech at the affair. Sister Simpson is nearly finished decorating the schoolhouse, and all the other arrangements are moving along speedily. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in their Jotham Down store discussing the coming event.
Well, Lum, being the Macmillan boys is both out of town, what are we going to do for somebody to run that projection machine?
Projection machine?
Whatever they call it, yeah.
We can get somebody for it. Might have to get the studio out in Hollywood to send us a fella.
Oh, yeah, could do that, I reckon.
I just stood in here, Abner. You know that picture of ours is going to be a good thing for times like these.
Yes, huh?
Oh, yeah, it's a comedy, and it's supposed to make folks laugh and feel good.
Make them laugh? Well, I thought that was a serious drama we made there. I know I acted awful dramatics in it.
Well, to be right honest, Abner, I did, too. But the fellas at the studio said it was a comedy.
Well.
That's the way it come out, anyway.
Hmm.
And that's why maybe it's important in these times. If folks can get some enjoyment and do some laughing, it'll make them work hard and fight harder for the things we're trying to preserve, such as freedom and, well, the right to laugh. That's something important right there.
Yeah, you're right about that, Mom. But I hate to think of folks laughing at that good acting that I done on.
Wait a minute, there comes Cedric Weehunt up out there.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's still going around trying to get people to ask him for his autograph.
No, more than likely. He's even forgot about playing that pinball machine since he heard about the premiere Friday night.
Yeah, maybe we made a mistake letting him be in the picture at all.
Made a mistake?
I'm afraid it went to his head, Abner.
Oh.
I hate to see that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Spending his money right and left, buying new clothes. He's got that striped suit now. He calls it a zoot suit.
Yeah, I seen him. Outlandishest thing I ever seen.
Squire Skimps might not as bad. He's been going around with a silk hat.
Yeah, I know it. And if you saw that sign over there in front of his office.
No.
You know, over there where he says, Notary Publics and loans and insurance and real estate.
Yeah.
He wrote on there, and acting.
For goodness sakes.
Yeah,
he ain't even the star of the picture like me and you.
Well, you'd think he was to hear him tell about it. Oh, he's told everybody more about California than you ever heard in your life. Mind out there, come Cedric. Don't say nothing in front of him.
No. Well, howdy, Cedric. Hey,
come on in, Cedric.
Wonderful world. Look, I got a telegram for you fellas.
Telegram?
Yes, Mom. I held it up to the light, but I couldn't read none of it.
Huh.
Here, do you want it, Mr. Lum?
Yeah, hand it here, Cedric.
Well, now, Cedric, you oughtn't to read other folks' telegrams that away. That ain't nice.
Well, I don't exactly read them, Mr. Abner. I just like to see who they're from and what they got to say is all I look at.
Well, I know, but that's other folks in the mail.
Abner, they're sending out some celebrities.
Huh?
This is from the moving picture studio out in Hollywood, and they say they're sending some big stars out here for our premiere. Send them out by airplane.
Well, I do know. He's coming right here to Pine Ridge, huh?
Yes.
I don't get wonderful world.
Wait a minute, though. I granny is reckon where they'll land the airplane.
I don't know. Down there in Uncle Henry Lunsford's pasture, I reckon. That feller come in here, several years ago in an airplane and taking folks up for a ride. He landed down there.
Yeah, well.
He's taken that fence down two or three times doing it, but he landed there.
Well, I know Uncle Henry, though, start charging him admission to come in there.
Yeah, that's what he done before.
Take his pitchfork and run him out about what he'll do.
Yeah. If he don't want him, that old man's liable to do anything. He's high and strong. Yeah.
They don't say who all's coming, but might not sure Don Amici will be one of them.
Well, who?
Don Amici. Big favorite all over the country.
Don Amici.
More likely coming out here to watch me to learn how I act.
Well, it seems like I've heard that name before summer. Well,
of course you have. Don't you recollect that moving picture we seen over at Little Rock that time? He was the feller in there that invented the telephone.
Oh, yeah, him. I knowed I'd heard that name.
Sure.
Yeah, I recollect him, sure.
He looks a little like me without my mustache.
Well, I don't know about that, but he seemed like a right nice sort of a feller. A mechanical-minded feller.
Well, in that picture he was, yeah.
Knowed a lot about machines and all that. What they send him out for?
What they send him for?
Yeah.
What do you suppose they send him out here for?
Well, I don't know. We already got a telephone.
Oh, for goodness sakes. That ain't all he did in the movies, Abner. He's invent the telephone. He did a lot of other stuff.
Hmm. Well, I don't know what else he can do around here. Oh, I see. I ought to have thought of that right away. What's the matter? Mechanical-minded feller like him and all.
What are you talking about?
Well, they're sending him out here to run that dejection machine for us.
Projection machine.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, how did they know the Macmillan boys wouldn't be here to handle that long?
They never knowed.
Oh, that just took a chance that we might need a fella, huh?
I reckon.
Boss, he's here long. We might get him to look at our telephone. It ain't been working good lately.
Abner, we ain't gonna ask him no such a thing.
Well, he'll more likely want to know how it's working. Long as he invented it and all, he'll be interested in it. I can't hear good over that thing long.
Abner, he never actually invented it himself.
He never?
Of course not.
Did he just steal idea from some other feller?
No, we never stole the idea. He was just acting the part.
Oh, just acting like he invented it, huh? Well, who actually done it? His warmer?
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner. I ain't got time to explain this to you. I got a lot of work to do to get ready for all the salute.
Yeah, well, here, wait a minute. Now, just sit back down there, Lon. I want to get this thing straight so when this feller gets here, well, I won't say the wrong thing to him. I don't want to do that.
Well, don't you worry. He more than likely won't even talk to you.
What's the matter?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't blame him if he never. Now, don't go to talking to him about no telephone.
Man, I'd sure like to get it fixed, I know that.
I got to run over and tell Sister Simpson to get some big welcome signs printed up. Welcome, Donna, meet you, and all that. I'll be back directly.
Yeah, well, now, wait a minute, Lon.
I ain't got time now, Abner. I'll talk to you later. So long.
So long. As long as that mom gets mad over the little bittiest thing.
Hey, Mr. Abner.
You still here, Cedric?
Yes, Mom, of course I am.
Well, I thought you must have left, hadn't heard nothing from you.
If I wasn't here, I couldn't have said that, could I?
No, that's right, Cedric. You couldn't come to think about it.
Well, I've been sitting over here counting up how many autographs I've already got signed.
Autographs?
Yes, Mom, I'm just signing up a bunch of pieces of paper so I can hand them out tomorrow to premiere.
Oh, well.
Won't be so much trouble. I won't have to stop and write my name every time.
Well, Lon's got a bunch of them rolled up, too, I think. I seen him back there this morning carrying off little strips of paper and writing something on them.
I'm going to try to give out more of them than he does if I can.
Yeah, well, you'll have to work fast. I'll tell you that, Cedric, for I think he's sort of aiming on standing right there by the door and catching everybody as they come in.
Well, that's where I was aiming on standing.
Well, that's up to you and him. You two can fight it out. I don't care about that. You know, Cedric, I was just thinking here. That Meachie feller that telegram said is coming out here, I wouldn't be surprised what he actually did invent that telephone.
He did, huh?
Yeah, I believe that long. Just jealous, because he never thought of the idea first. Just jealous, that's the whole thing. That's it right there, jealous.
Did you say the Macmillan boys wouldn't be here to run the moving picture machine?
No, they're not here no more, Cedric. They went into the army. One of them went into the army, and the other, they turned him down the army, and he went into some sort of defense work, I believe, or some kind.
Forgot about that.
Yeah, they're both gone.
Well, why don't you get Mousy Gray to run the machine for you?
Mousy Gray? Well, he can't run one of them things just because he tended that bowler down there at Walt Bates' sawmill.
Yes, Mom, he can. He told me so himself. He used to run one of them at some kind of a summer camp on a lake in Iowa summers.
Well, I do know he did.
And he was saying the other day he wished he got a chance to run this one tomorrow night. He'd just love to do it. He says them projection machines are just like a mother to him.
Well, everything's like a mother to Mousy. All right, Doggett, Cedric, wait a minute. I believe you give me an idea here. Here, wait a minute. I've got to get hold of Lum. I don't reckon it's time for that. Cedric, I better run on over to Dick Huddleston's. You watch the store for a minute, Clarence, will you?
Yes, Mom, I will.
I won't be gone but a second. And answer the phone there, too, while you're at it.
Yes, Mom, I'll get it. Hello? John, I'm down store and Cedric Weehunt. Library talking. Hello? 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 Can't hear you. Hello? Mom? Hello? Hello?
For goodness sake, Cedric, stand up closer to the phone when you're talking in it.
Oh, you back? Mr. Lum's here now. Hello? 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 I reckon they hung up, I reckon.
Well, no wonder. Who was it?
Well, I ain't for sure, but I know they wanted somebody about something.
Oh, well, I'm glad you got all the details anyway. I'll call them back later. Where did I see Abner running to in just a minute ago in such a hurry?
Oh, he had something of importance to do over at Dick Huddleston's store. I don't know what it was. I thought you went over to the schoolhouse, Mr. Lum.
Well, I didn't need to. I run into Sister Simpson just up the street there. She's going to get a whole bunch of goldenrod and violets and spell out Donamici's name clean across the front of the schoolhouse, right below my name. It's going to be impressive sight, Cedric.
Yes, Mom.
Fact is, this premier of Bashful Bachelor is going to be the biggest thing Pine Ridge has ever had.
Yes, Mom, I believe it is, too. I know I got an awful bunch of autographs to give out.
Oh, that's something I've been aiming on talking to you about, Cedric. You see, you ain't the star of the picture, Cedric, and it ain't customary for anybody but the star to sign autographs.
Oh, there comes Mr. Abner back.
Dad, blame it. Well, anyway, Cedric, I don't want to see you handing out no autographs tomorrow night. I think there's some kind of rules that says you can't do that.
He sure is running.
Cedric, are you listening to me?
Boy, you sure made it in quick time, Mr. Abner.
Well, I got it all fixed up, Mom.
Fixed up?
Yeah, this will save the studio a heap of money, too.
What are you talking about, anyway?
Well, I just sent a telegram to Hollywood telling them not to send that Donamici feller out here.
Not to send him?
No, Cedric said that Mousy Gray could run one of them outfits, so I just wired them not to send that Amici feller and save themselves that much money.
Oh, for goodness sake.